Nat P. Miami's Six Tracks Drive Content Sales by Don Serafini. The theme of the upcoming Nat P. Miami market is Linear Plus, because linear television still generates huge business worldwide and still drives the content marketplace, said Nat P. President and CEO J.P. Baumol during a lunch meeting with Video Age in New York City in late October. Over some pasta aglio e olio, Baumol also illustrated Nat P.'s six shows in one track strategy. Nat P. Miami, he said, is a one-stop shop for the global commerce of content, and it is made of six distinct yet integrated elements, which are as follows. Content Evolution. This program wants to underscore Nat P.'s mission as a content association, which drives business connectivity. This aspect is growing with more exhibitors and an increased number of pavilions, including ones from the UK, Spain, France, Turkey, Korea, Japan, China, and Brazil. International focus. Nat P. Miami 2020 will once again welcome the industry's high-flying international leaders among the buying and selling contingents. Station groups. Once again, Nat P. will bring together the executives who run local U.S. TV stations and who make mission-critical programming decisions. Brands and content. Advertising leaders and global consumer brands will be at Nat P. This intersection of brands, advertisers, and creators gives participants exclusive insight. Unscripted. This category of sessions and events is comprised of creators, producers, stars, buyers, and distributors from all aspects of the reality content genre. The unscripted Nat P. agenda explores U.S. and international formats and the challenges and opportunities encountered in the genre and across all distribution points. Streaming Plus. The future of digital content is a pillar of Nat P.'s marketplace and conference. Baumol added that Nat P. Connect, which was launched at Nat P. 2018 and is part of the Content Evolution segment, will once again connect approximately 40 international buyers with content distributors who need to develop new business relationships. Naturally, Nat P., the Los Angeles-based trade association, will be monitoring social and political developments throughout the world as they could affect the outcome of an otherwise promising TV market. Special attention will be given to the turmoil in Latin America, specifically Venezuela, Bolivia, Peru, Chile, and Argentina, as well as Mexico, El Salvador, Ecuador, and Honduras. Nat P. 2020 will mark the 10th consecutive year that the market will be staged in Miami Beach, Florida. It'll take place at the Fontainebleau Hotel January 21st to 23rd, meaning it'll begin a day earlier than the 2019 edition. Video Age Daily was there in Miami in 2011, as it was at the market's various locations throughout the previous 31 years. Nat P. Miami 2011 started on a Sunday, and Video Age's Day 1 Daily on January 23rd ran the headline, "Industry Celebrates Mart's Rebirth," to commemorate its move from Las Vegas. Indeed, the market's resurgence was clear from the fact that Video Age Daily was able to return to three editions in Miami, a practice that had been abandoned in Vegas, where the poor business environment barely supported two editions. In 2013, with increasing consolidation, Video Age Daily returned to its two Nat P. editions. Other front cover topics included DTT in LATAM and VOD in the U.S. On the Day 2 Daily, the front cover stories covered the large number of telenovelas produced annually in Latin America, 95, the large number of top-level buyers who'd come to the market from all over the world, and retrans fees that, having hit $574 million that year, had started to become serious money for local U.S. TV stations and national TV networks. The Day 3 Daily heralded the return of the 800-pound gorillas, as the big U.S. studios were then labeled, and ran a story about the U.S. syndication business. Nat P.'s return to Miami Beach, its first time was in 1994, just after the terrible earthquake that hit Los Angeles. in 2011 generated 10 parties and marked Dom Serafini's 600th My Two Cents Video Age editorial, all of which were calculated to amount to a total of $12. For NatP 2020, organizers expect more than 400 exhibitors from 70 countries. As far as the composition of participants, organizers reported that 32% are content buyers, 24% are content distributors, and 10% are general management. The remaining 34% combines members of the press, panelists, and support personnel. Of the total participants, 83% come from the Americas, 10% are from Europe, and the balance hail from Asia. NatP organizers don't release specific attendance figures, but it is speculated that more than 3,500 people will be at the Miami event next year. Finally, about the reported competition between NatP Miami in January and MEEP Cancun in Mexico, which concluded some 60 days before NatP Miami, Baumel reported that he was invited to a meeting with MEEP Cancun organizers while in Cannes for MEEPCOM in October, but no issues were raised. Baumel is confident that both buyers and sellers attending MEEP Cancun will still need NatP Miami to finalize deals that were initiated in Mexico. This has been NatP Miami's Six Tracks Drive Content Sales by Dom Serafini.